This is TWiT.
It's becoming a holiday tradition on the Tech Guy Show to get Mike Ziemkowski on the line and talk about his amazing house in Sherman Oaks, lightsondisplay.com, if you want to see video, or better yet, if you're in the Southern California area, you could drive by. Hey, Mike, happy holidays.
Hi, Leo. Same to you, Leo. Thanks.
This is even bigger than ever. You said 12,000 more LEDs than before.
Right, 12,000 more this year. It's a lot brighter.
How many watts of power do you use up?
Well, I figured out that each string is rated at 1.02 amps, so you could actually get 800 strings, I think, on one 16-amp circuit, so it's pretty incredible. I mean,
when you started doing this, they didn't have LEDs. You were using incandescent bulbs.
C7s back in Indiana, which had to tap into my air conditioning unit to actually power it with so much draw. I mean, I actually had a breakout box to hook up. Now it's like one outlet's no problem.
How'd you get started doing this?
My dad started it back when I was a kid and just kept building.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Plywood cutouts. And I eventually wanted to get animatronics, and then it became capable with the system I'm using, software I'm using.
So, Mike, we should mention, is a video editor. In fact, I see behind you on the Skype picture a little Emmy Award back there, an Emmy Award-winning video editor. So you have a job, but this has become, I imagine, a big part of what you do. When do you start your lights?
I start music selection in May, usually. And if I'm building new animatronics, I start building in the summer, early summer.
Holy cow.
Programming probably started in October this year. It took about a little over a month to program.
Is there special software for this?
The software I use is called Lightorama, and it controls everything. Everything you see is integrated into that one software package.
Amazing. And so what does it look like on the screen? I mean, what does your interface to Lightorama look like?
It's like a big grid, and you'd actually click in the grid to a tenth of a second, and you can actually go scale it up, whatever, and you just click on how much you want the light on, how much time you want the light on or off, and then you actually have ramps up and down and some effects.
So that would make it a lot easier, nowadays to do this, because, it has to be synchronized to the music. There's a lot of motion. You have, as you said, animatronics, so that means, I mean, there goes Santa's sleigh with Rudolph going up in the air. You've got elves in boxes. You've got DJ Jingles, who is playing the music, and he's lip-synced, and all of that stuff is controlled by the software?
Correct. Everything's controlled by the software. I use a software to actually program the heads that actually tracks my head movements with a little infrared tracker, and then I export that out into Lightorama and then tweak it as needed.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
And it's different. It's a different music track every year.
Every year I do a whole new routine, a whole new edited track. So this year is actually the longest at 12 and a half minutes.
So how long is the show?
12 and a half minutes.
12 and a half minutes.
Yeah, the longest.
And then you just repeat it again and again?
It's a constant loop all night from 5 to 10 p.m.
5 to 10 p.m. And the neighbors, what are they?
They're great.
They don't mind.
My neighbor brings his son out every night. He has to come out and see the display before bedtime.
That's so neat.
It's so fun.
You're in a canyon in Sherman Oaks. This lights up the canyon.
I can see, and I can also see my spotlight running across behind the house, whatever, and actually hits the trees behind, which are the major road behind me called Liberty Glen. And it actually sweeps the house.
Is it constant traffic going by your house?
It's actually pretty quiet. I mean, it's actually been pretty quiet this year so far.
People don't know about it.
Yeah, I know. It's actually hard to get the word out in L.A. It's really tough.
Oh, man. Well, everybody needs to go to lightsondisplay.com, and you can get directions to Mike Sherman Oaks' home. And if people drive by, can they tune their radio in to hear the track? Or?
Right. 107.9 is a little transmitter I have. Yeah.
107.9. That's kind of nice, because then you can hear it clearly. And the cars, do they stop or they have to? 12 minutes, I guess they'd stop.
They stop and they line up across the street, and you can look back at the house. Or a lot of people get out and actually with the kids. And then there's snow out there, so they can actually stand. As kids love the snow. The snow runs quite a bit during the show.
Yeah, how do you do that? What is that snow?
It's a DMX control snow machine that blows like little soap bubbles, and it looks. The wind's right; it looks perfect. It's actually like it's snowing.
It does. It's really cool. You got it on the video. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Wow, Mike. Well, thank you for doing this every year. You've been doing it since. There's video anyway on your site going back to the year 2000, but you were doing it even before then.
I think I started in seventh grade, and I just kept building, growing, and. And then with the computer, the ability, the technology, I mean, back in 2003, it started growing again with the
right
computer.
That's
control.
Really changed everything. LEDs and computer technology make that
yeah,
so much.
It's amazing.
What's your power bill for this thing?
It isn't that bad, actually. I mean, actually, the tree inside the house probably takes up more power than the
really?
Computer running inside and everything. I mean, the LEDs are just so efficient.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just it's an amazing technology.
It's I mean, really it's, amazing.
It's so bright and crisp and clean, and they last pretty long. I mean, actually, they do fail, unfortunately, but they last a lot longer than incandescents.
Yeah, at least for Christmas, LEDs have been an amazing innovation. Yeah,
and these are very close to like incandescent look. They're just brighter and crisper color wise.
Mike, everybody should visit your website, lightsondisplay.com. And if you want, there's a link list of all the vendors so you can find out who makes the software, including in the hardware, including the Lightorama that does the software that you run this in. Thank you for a link back to us, too. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Lightsondisplay.com in Sherman Oaks, California. Every year, it gets better and better and better. And it's really impressive that you do this, Mike. Mike Sienkowski, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Leo.
Yeah, take care. Mike, how long are you going to keep this up?
Through New Year's Day.
Okay. So if you can't make it by Christmas Day, it'll continue for another week after that. And then how long does it take you to dismantle it?
A couple of weekends. It goes down. It goes down quick. I mean, I don't have to think about the wiring. It just
and you store it in your garage? Or?
I'm maxing out right now. I mean, that sleigh is pretty much life size, so that pretty much takes up the.
It's an actual
car space. It's pretty sad.
You don't do anything for Halloween, I'm guessing.
I used to, but not anymore.
Who has room?
I was programming on Halloween this year. Actually, I was actually getting up at 4 a.m. this past November, whatever, just to get done in time.
What fun!
So it's been crazy.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you joining
thank
us
you, Leo.
Each week or each year. We talk about it, and it's such a great thing to do. Lights on display, and I know there are people all over the country doing this now. In fact, I saw on ABC just a few days ago they had a competition from people who decorate their homes. It's really become a fun thing to do. But I think Mike's got it down. Light, sound, and motion, all in Sherman Oaks. And you can find out more at lightsondisplay.com.